God knows you got darkness on your job, wherever you work. That's why God has you there. You're not there just to make a paycheck. You're there to turn on the light. You're not there to just get your needs met financially. You are there to make a difference in somebody's dark world.
Let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. That's Matthew 5:16, and this is Destined for Victory with Pastor Paul Shepherd. Wherever you are and however you may be listening, thanks for making this part of your day. Well, the world is a dark place, and as believers in Christ, we've been called into that darkness to brighten up the place. But how can we do that? What are some practical steps for letting our light shine before others? Answers come your way next. Stay with us here, or listen to the podcast on demand at PastorPaul.net and Apple Podcasts, or wherever you go to get your podcasts. Now, let's join Pastor Paul for today's Destined for Victory message, Get Your Shine On.
I want to invite your attention to the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 5. Go with me to Matthew's Gospel chapter 5, and we're going to begin looking at verse 14. Jesus is speaking, and here's what he says. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. I've entitled this message, Get Your Shine On. Get your shine on. Uh-oh. We are living in interesting times. Circumstantially, life is interesting. Economically, life is interesting. Socially, politically, in many other ways, life right now, here as I present this message in the summer of 2020, life is interesting. And I'm using the term interesting intentionally because what I'm suggesting is not everything is bad and not everything is good. Life right now is interesting. The opening line of Charles Dickens' classic book, A Tale of Two Cities, is this. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. Fact of the matter is, that kind of suits where we are right now in the world. Both phrases can be simultaneously true. And I hope to take the next several minutes and unpack that for you and help you understand why this is in the midst of the bad things, in the midst of the pandemic that is horrible. I mean, who would have thought that we would experience a worldwide pandemic that of such a grievous nature that as I present this message here in the summer of 2020, there are already more than 150,000 people who have been killed by COVID-19 here in America so far in just this calendar year. More than 150,000 people are dead because of COVID-19. And God only knows how many more, unfortunately, are going to lose their lives in the coming months until and unless a vaccination is developed, is approved, and then is manufactured to the point where people, not only throughout the country, but around the world, will be able to be vaccinated against such a horrible virus. So these are bad times, no doubt about it. This pandemic is one, as it were, for the ages. As a result of it, of course, you know that an economy that was going very well has now completely tanked and we've got to rebuild and we're trying to figure out how to educate our children in this time when they can't have closeness, physical closeness, and we're trying to figure out what distancing is going to do and what mask wearing is going to do to help us as we try to figure out how to move forward before a vaccination is developed. These are interesting times physically and economically. These are interesting times politically. Seems to me that we have more political division than ever before. The United States has never been united in the whole history of the country. We've never been united. And it seems to me now we are more divided than we've ever been before. And if this isn't the worst, it is certainly among the worst times that we've had as a nation in terms of division. And certainly that makes it what I call interesting times, because these are not the kinds of environments that I would prefer to live in. And probably the same is true for everybody listening and watching. But in the midst of that, let me give you a very clear, a very sound word right from the pages of Scripture. And that is to tell you this, that in the midst of these interesting times, God has equipped you and equipped me for such a time as this. I want to let you know, we have no business, we who are followers of Christ, we who are people who name the name of the Lord Jesus, we have no business being part of the problem. God has called us to be part of the solution. We have no business being people who are full of despair and depression. We are people who can believe God to lift our heads and to help us to see above the shadows and to know that God is going to bring us through and bring us out of all this and make us a blessing to others while we're on this journey. Let me tell you something. The world is dark, and the Lord knew the world would be dark. And that's why he declared in this passage in Matthew 5, you, speaking of us, we who are followers of Christ, Jesus looked at us and said, you are the light of the world. I want you to let that message be driven home in your heart right now. You are the light of the world. You do not walk in darkness. You are not uncertain about what's happening. You are a child of the light. We are children, not of darkness, but children of the light, because Jesus made us to be just that. Look at this passage again. You who walk in the light of the word, you who know me personally, Jesus said, you are the light of the world. It's the worst of times only because darkness prevails all around us. But I repeat, the darkness didn't catch Jesus off guard. It's not like before the pandemic, things were going well. We were in darkness, just circumstances were better than they were. Doesn't mean men weren't in darkness. It just means that the darkness now is showing up in new and very dramatic ways. But darkness has always been characteristic of people who don't walk in the light of the love and the word of God. And so darkness is normative in this world. One of the reasons why you and I have to look forward to going to heaven is because when we get there, there will be no more darkness. In fact, the Bible says in Revelation that Jesus himself is going to be the light of heaven. We won't even need artificial light because we're in the presence of he who is the light. God doesn't have light. God is light. In him is no darkness at all. When we get to heaven, you won't have a PG&E bill because Jesus is the light of heaven as well as the light of our lives right here and right now. And so you and I are people of the light. I want you to get used to the fact that you are a child of the light.
We'll be right back with more of today's Destined for Victory message from Pastor Paul Shepherd, Senior Pastor at Destiny Christian Fellowship in Fremont, California. Remember, you can always listen to the broadcast on demand at PastorPaul.net. That's PastorPaul.net, where you'll also find a host of great resources at our online store. Well, you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Here's Pastor Paul with the rest of today's Destined for Victory message. Get your shine on.
Darkness has always been around, and we're seeing darkness in certain pronounced ways because of the pandemic, because of the division, because of the destruction that's all around us. But don't be thrown. Darkness has always been around us. And ever since you've been saved, you have been part of the light. Now, here's the thing. We've got to do what Jesus said in this passage and let our light shine. You are light. Question is your light shining brightly, or do you have it under a basket? Do you have it under a bushel? Are you covering up? Are you a secret agent saint? Are you a 007 Christian? Are you saved and nobody knows that you walk with Jesus? Are you one of those people who is a little bit intimidated, a little bit embarrassed? You need to let the Holy Spirit fill you with a crazy boldness. You need to go to the upper room and say, just like you filled the 120 back then, God, fill me all over again and give me a bold witness that I can proclaim the name and the love of the Lord Jesus. I believe these are days when we have to intentionally let our light shine. Now, let me tell you something. I need you to understand that the only reason darkness prevails in any setting is because there is no light that has been raised in that situation. Think of it this way. Darkness is not a force. There is no force that results in darkness. Darkness has no power. Darkness has no force. Darkness is not something generated. Think about this with me. Why is there darkness? One reason and one reason only, because there's no light around. Light is a force. Darkness is not a force. Light is a force. Darkness is a flaw. When darkness is there, it's because there's a flaw, and the flaw is nobody brought the light. That's the only reason why there's darkness, because there's no light around. As soon as somebody shows up with a light, darkness is dispelled. And I came to tell you, Jesus just told us here in Matthew 5, you are the light of the world. So brother and sister, I need you to know in no uncertain terms, you have no business being part of the problem. You are part of the solution because you, Jesus said, are the light of this world. We are to proclaim the nature, the love, the power of God. And God has been really intentional about causing these things to bring to the church fresh challenges. I believe since we can't worship in our little cute churches and we can't do business as usual, I believe that's a blessing because God has set us up to say, okay, you can't do what you usually do, but will you finally decide you're going to do what I called you to do all along, which is to be light in a dark world. Fact of the matter is we are called to the darkness. You don't need light where there's already light. And yet most of us have been sitting for years in churches and we've been having light conventions. Light conventions. We all just sitting around looking at one another's lights. Guess what? It's nice for worship. It's nice that God's people get together. The Bible tells us, forsake not the assembling of ourselves together. I'm not saying something wrong with saints getting together, but I'm saying the whole reason why we get together is so that we worship God, so that we receive his word, so that we serve people, and so that we are empowered. So when we leave the sanctuary, we all take our individual lights and go to the darkness of our homes and the darkness of our communities and the darkness of our schools and the darkness of our job. God knows you got darkness on your job wherever you work. That's why God has you there. You're not there just to make a paycheck. You're there to turn on the light. You're not there to just get your needs met financially. You are there to make a difference in somebody's dark world. Fact of the matter is, God has called us. I'm starting to realize that this pandemic is really an opportunity. That's why I started this message telling you, yeah, in some ways it's the worst of times, but in other ways it is the best of times. Because I think it is time for the church to figure out, what do you think you're in the world for? You are in the world to make a difference. You and I are on our jobs. We're in our professions. We live where we live. We know who we know so that we can let our light shine. It is the calling of God on our lives. I'm troubled by Christians who still are not used to fooling with people who don't know the Lord. I'm troubled by folk who are saved and they're scared to know unbelievers. The whole reason he gave you a light is so you would take it where there's darkness. And you and I are called to intentionally make a difference in the lives of people. The Lord wants to use you and use me so that the light that he's put in us will shine and make a difference in the lives of other people. Darkness is not a force. Don't be scared of darkness. Darkness is not a force. Maybe when you were a kid, you were scared of the dark, but you ought to grow up by now. Don't be scared of the dark. Nothing in the dark that's going to get you. You are light, and show up with your light and the darkness is dispelled. Amen. Fact of the matter, I'm here to tell you that God has called you to be a difference maker, to be a planet shaker. You are to be a world changer. And you say, oh, I don't have a worldwide visible platform. I'm not talking about having a worldwide one. Your world is what needs to be shaken. Your planet, the planet of your sphere of influence, is what needs to be shaken. God will make a difference through you if you will just let your light shine. Now look at this passage again. Jesus said, you're the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill, he said, cannot be hidden. He has placed us on a hill. God has placed you in conspicuous places in your life, in your lifestyle, in your sphere of influence. Begin to look at your life as something that God has strategically set up. You are not to be a hermit. You are not to be somebody who lives just me and my four and no more. That's not God's will for you. All I do is go to my job. I sit in my cubicle. I do my little work. And of course, now during the pandemic, most of us aren't even working physically in other places of employment. Some are, but others of you are working right from home. And so it is easier than ever for you to be just siloed and just focused on, here's my little work and I send it to them and then I get my paycheck. No, no, Jesus didn't call you to do that. That's a means. That job is a means of a provision, but your real work is to let your light shine. God has called you to make a difference and to be intentionally a difference maker in the lives of people. He said a city set on a hill cannot be hidden. You are supposed to be conspicuous. I grew up in a holiness tradition where I often heard the saints saying things like, Lord, hide me behind the cross. Hide me behind the cross. I'd hear preachers and they get up to preach and they say, Lord, I want you to hide me behind the cross. I don't want to be seen. I want Jesus to be seen. I know what they meant. I applaud the desire of their heart to not be in their flesh as they preached. But I'm at a point now where I'm telling folk, no, no, you need to be intentional about wanting to be seen. Why? Because Jesus said, you're the light of the world. So, yes, you should be seen. You shouldn't be in your flesh while you're being seen. You shouldn't be acting carnal while you're being seen. But for God's sake, the world needs us. Think of it this way. What is one of the titles given to saints in the Bible? One of the titles, one of the terms given to people who know the Lord. We are called the body of Christ. Well, guess what? If the world is going to see Christ, they've got to see him through his body. Because Jesus, as a person, is in heaven. And so if the world is going to see him, they've got to see him through us. That's why we're called the body of Christ. We ought to want to be seen. We ought to be conspicuous. We ought to be known. You shouldn't be hiding somewhere scared of the world. You are in the world, but you're not of the world. God calls you to make a difference everywhere you go for his glory.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's message. Get your shine on. Well, every day here on Destined for Victory, we ask people to stand with us financially. That's because we are a listener-supported ministry. Let me underscore that for just a moment. This means the only way we exist is through the prayers and financial support of people just like you. And in 2021, our prayers that you might consider, if you've not done so already, becoming a Destined for Victory partner. Partners are a special group of people that give a monthly gift of at least $20. Now, if you can make that commitment today, we have some special gifts I'll tell you about in just a moment. But Pastor Paul joins me right now. Pastor, take a moment and tell us why partners are so important to this ministry.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Wayne. Partners are really the lifeline of this ministry. Without those people committed to giving regularly, we literally could not continue doing what we're doing. I guess people hear that a lot, but it is really true. Without partners, we simply can't get the gospel out to the world. The gospel is free, but the plumbing costs an awful lot of money, and we want to continue preaching. As I've said in times past, we've got generations to reach that have never heard the gospel, and they misunderstand when they hear people talk about things like serving the Lord. And we need to make it plain to them. The only way I can do it is with my partners helping us reach them through their generous gifts. I'm so grateful for every single partner. And I'm praying in 2021 that God will give us thousands more. There are many more outlets and many more opportunities we could take advantage of in our ministry, but the only thing that holds us back is lack of income. So I'm praying that God's going to touch the heart of many more people to realize that with just your gift of $20 or more, you can help us remain strong on the stations and outlets we're on and reach many more with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
All right. Thank you, Pastor. That's what it's all about, reaching more people with the gospel. And if you make that commitment by pledging $20 or more per month to help us do that, we'll send you, with our thanks, a couple of great gifts, including one of Pastor Paul's most popular CDs, The Best of Let My People Smile. It's a compilation of some of Pastor's most humorous illustrations and stories, something that will be sure to make you laugh and learn at the same time. Call 855-339-5500 or mail your gift, letting us know you wish to become a partner. Our address is Destined for Victory, Post Office Box 1767, Fremont, California, 94538. You can also sign up by clicking Become a Partner right at the top of our homepage at PastorPaul.net. And if you're already a partner, Pastor Paul and I want to say a heartfelt thank you and challenge you to consider becoming a legacy partner. These are special ministry friends that are able to support us with gifts of $2,500 or more each year. The details are available at the website, PastorPaul.net, or by calling 855-339-5500. And don't forget, for any generous donation to Destined for Victory today, we'll be glad to send you by request Pastor Paul's booklet, Your Purpose is Calling. That's Your Purpose is Calling, a booklet from Pastor Paul, our gift to you by request for your gift to Destined for Victory.
If you would ask the average person who doesn't know Jesus what they think of the Christians in their world, most of them see a whole lot of judgment and they see very little in the way of good works. And it is time for us to quit being in the bad news business, and it is time for us to just do the good works that Jesus and the Word of God talk about.
That's next time in Pastor Paul Shepherd's message, Get Your Shine On. Until then, remember, he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion. In Christ, you are destined for victory.